ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। बाबा द सुप्रीम टीचर वॉन्ट्स टू मेक द जर्नी एज ईजी एज पॉसिबल फॉर अस एंड सो समटाइम्स बाबा आस्क्स अस टू रिमेम्बर जस्ट वन वर्ड, समटाइम्स इट्स टू वर्ड्स, समटाइम्स इट्स थ्री वर्ड्स, बट इट्स नेवर मोर देन थ्री वर्ड्स। And so today Baba's taken up just one word, and that word is Smriti, awareness. And there are several phrases that Baba has used that sum up everything in Gyan. And a very famous expression that's often talked about in Raj Yoga also from the Gita is the expression Nasht moha smriti labdha. I've destroyed all attachments and now the awareness has returned. And it's the expression that Arjuna uses finally at the end of the 18th chapter, having gone through all the conversations and the questions and the doubts with God, then finally this expression, now all my attachments have been conquered and now the awareness, the memory has returned. And so Baba's explained how awareness is the basis of yoga, of jnana, of dharana, of service, all of those things. So just keep focus on awareness and everything else will be fine. And so then the question, well, what does awareness depend on? And there's another expression that Baba's used that actually has been the basis for a lot of our work at the United Nations. And the expression is how smriti, vritti, drishti, kriti, and then srishti. How all of those words are linked together. And I think most of you recognize those words, but I'll just quickly translate them. So it's awareness, attitude, vision, action, and the world. And in between action and the world, sometimes we also throw in another word, Sanskriti, culture. And so just taking up that expression, and you can see how whatever we're doing at the UN is connected with this particular expression, and the whole of the climate change conferences that we've attended, that's been the subject we've taken up. Consciousness and transformation and climate change, and it works. It's very clear, and people can then understand what's going on outside. And where most people didn't connect what's going on outside with the situation of consciousness within, when you explain step by step, it takes just a few seconds, but they get it. And so what Baba's done is to change our consciousness, change our awareness. And of course, Baba's explained the detail of body and soul and who is God, who am I, the original deity stage, all of those things. But I also wanted to take it a step further back and how awareness is created. And awareness is created through whatever are my thoughts through the whole day. And so if my thoughts are ordinary, if my thoughts are less than ordinary, waste or anything else, then what is my awareness going to be? My awareness is going to be down here. And so Baba gives us a very lovely method to be able to change the quality of our thinking the whole day. And that is the Murali. listen to the Murali every day, listen to or read the Murali every day, and take something from the Murali. That is to say, take 3 points from the Murali every day. Just 3, that's it. Don't take 5, don't take 10. If you want to, you can, but it's a lot more work. But even just take 3 points from the Murali every day and use that as the basis for churning, changing the pattern of thinking. There's lots of period through the day when the work that you're doing is more with your eyes and your hands rather than with your buddhi, with your intellect. And so engaging your intellect with Baba's knowledge and reflecting on Baba's knowledge while your hands do the work, but your heart is with the beloved. Well, if my buddhi is churning Baba's knowledge, then I'll be appreciating Baba, loving Baba, and my heart will be with the beloved. And so, listening, absorbing, revising, and then reflecting, and then really extracting the power from that. And that then leads to the stage where Baba is in my awareness. The Hindi words all rhyme, so I'll just remind you of those. Manan, Chintan, Manthan, and then Simran. And in Bhakti, they give a lot of value to this word Simran. What is it that's constantly emerging in your thinking? And they take up the rosary, they take up the chant, different ways. But I know from people who do Bhakti, I've never done any of these things. I must have done in past births, but this birth didn't do any Bhakti. But the people who do Bhakti in this birth tell me that because the mind works on different channels, so you're listening, but you're also thinking of many other things, possibly. Or you're so focused that you're only listening and absorbing, whichever. But the mind can work on many channels, and then the power of concentration is to be able to get all the channels become quiet so that the one channel that you want to stay connected with Baba and Gyan is the one that you leave on. All the other channels have been switched off. That's concentration. And so in that stage of concentration, then Simran, but the chant, the soundless chant, what's going on in your awareness all the time. But of course, so often in Bhakti, your hands are rotating the beads, and maybe your eyes are even focused on the idol, the image in front of you, or maybe not, you don't need it, you just close your eyes. But your mind is somewhere else. You're chanting Rama, Rama. And in India, they always laugh when you say Rama, Rama, Rama very quickly. And some people think that they have to get it done quickly, so they have to repeat it quickly. Then you say Mara, Mara, Mara. And it means I'm dying, I'm dying, I'm dying. So that's the chanting that's going on, but where's my mind? My mind can be anywhere else, with my children, with the menu, with the work I have to do. Whatever. And so here's Baba saying, let your thoughts go into the depth of Gyan. And as you go into the depth and draw that power, then that is going to lead to Simran, just the constant chant of Baba, but not in words, but in feelings. And then it's going to lead to Smriti, awareness. And so, the other day, Baba spoke a lot about the power of thought and the value of thought. And so, my thoughts are my treasure, my thoughts and how I use my time, not just externally, but also internally. So my thoughts and my time are the special treasures of Sangam Yoga. Which is why they say Janak was able to have Jivan Mukti in a second. A thought, a realization, and liberation. It can be as easy as that, but it can take decades. But yes, Baba's very aware of the last go fast souls. And so Baba says, yes, there's space in the rosary, make that effort. But the other slogan that all of this reminded me of is, when I change, the world changes. And so this expression, the awareness, the attitude, the vision, all of that, is again the link between my change and firstly my world changing, and not just then my little world changing, but there was a study by Harvard University where they found that if one person does one kind act, one act of kindness, they were able to trace it to 125 others being influenced to also have an act of kindness. And so from 1 to 125, that's a lot. And so change in one, and there's change in many others. And many of you have shared that experience of how you've been working in an open plan office and you're not smoking, and now the things are different and you can't smoke in offices anyway, but in the days that you could. But so many would say that seeing me, that influence spread and everybody in that office stopped smoking. But in many other ways also, that influence is able to reach out, and if everyone here is changing 125 others, that's a good deed, day's deed. It's going to impact London in a big way. So Baba's given us the understanding of how all of these things work. We talk about world transformation, and it's not far away, but it depends on us. What is the awareness that I'm keeping, and how long am I able to keep it? And so, very powerful, really, very powerful reminder of how easy it is, and yet, of course, how easy it is to also forget. And I was also remembered, and then, of course, the date tells me that that's what it was, 2nd January 1990, the first science and consciousness symposium. We'd had science symposia before, but this was the first of a series of conferences, science and consciousness. And it must have been beginner's luck, because that first one that we did in Athens with, of course, Anthony and Drusilla from Athens, basically those two, but then everybody helping, and then a team from London supporting and going across maybe 2-3 times a year to move things on. And in that first science and consciousness symposium, we had 2 Nobel laureates. One, Brian Josephson from Cambridge, and he's been a good friend for a long time. Physics Nobel laureate, and another one who was a medicine Nobel laureate. So Baba's vision focused on Athens, and amazing things happened. A lot of opposition from the Greek Orthodox Church, which was fascinating. We're sitting there preparing for the first session, and on the television screen in the hotel where we were, the Orthodox Church is saying that you mustn't believe these things that come from the East. They've come to take you away from God. And Drusilla is looking at me because she'd known that was going to be happening. So she'd taken me to the place where the TV was on. And she said, what are we going to do? I said, just remember Baba. And she thought that because the mayor was coming and other people, that they would be impacted, but either they hadn't seen it or they didn't care. But everything went so smoothly, and it was an interesting surprise for her. But it was very beautiful. And then after that, through a space of about 10 years, we had about 6 science and consciousness symposia. So Baba's vision, very powerful. Jagdish Pai was there, many powerful individuals. I think maybe Dadi didn't come to the first one, but she came to later ones. Okay, so lots of memories from Baba Smriti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good morning. The morning to once again aware of Om, of who am I? Om, I am. But what am I? Who am I? What do I contain in me? What exists in me? What express myself? Today Baba said, the awareness is the seed of all 4 subjects that we are studying. Awareness is remembrance. How it is connected? Awareness, remembrance. He is reminding us. What is reminding us? What it is that he is reminding, bringing back to our attention, that's awareness. Awareness is that, oh, I was not aware of this. Something which exists there, but we are not aware. And then, when we are not aware, we are not using it. And when we are not using it, gradually, we are losing the track. We are losing the knack of using that power. And then the result, when we are not using, the consequence becomes a shock. Oh, I've forgotten. And so, forgotten what? So it is a game, Baba speaking about, game of forgetting and remembrance. But question is, what is remembrance? Baba is reminding us. And who really get this awareness and are able to remember? All of us are the same, the embodiment of this potential. Baba says that you are seed. It is remembrance. Result is, in Hindi it is Sansmriti, and the meaning is Samrati, potential, strength, power. But then this power is only, you become aware when either you are experiencing or after forgetting you experience the loss, the benefit or loss. And this is a game of loss, that we lost our power. We have not, there is potential in the seed. But if I am not actually planting the seed, I don't see the potential. I don't experience the taste of the fruit. I don't see the power which it contains. And so, a question is, can you remember something which you have not experienced? Can you remember something? If you have not experienced, and I want to remind you, would you remember it? Instead of believing it, you will doubt it. He said, no, I don't. And so there are on this playground the souls which are, they heard about paradise, heard about inheritance, heard the praise of God, but that experience of His qualities, what they experience is only the qualities of the self, but that also God reminds them. And so for that, He makes aware, and this awareness is called knowledge. So there are two aspects. It's the awareness, knowledge is given. Who am I? What am I? Where I have come from? What are my powers? But then, unless I use it, I won't know the power. So, and when I know and I have lost it, until I exercise it, more and more practice it, I would not actually become the embodiment of that. And so embodiment of remembrance means then through your sense organs, as well as organs of the soul, when both are actually have experienced. If I have not experienced anything, I would not remember. So Baba wants, and this is why He says you can experience only when you are using it. And when using it, you need to have the knowledge. And then the method is, it is just like a seed will not be able to, we will not be able to see the fruit of the seed, the taste of the seed, until it has been given the environment, until it is given the water, it gets the sunshine. So it is time when all these things, when God comes, make us aware. And in these many methods, He gives titles, He reminded our positions, He reminded different aspects of what we have experienced from the soul world, or when we have experienced in the golden age. And but we have experienced suffering, all of our experience, sorrow, all of us have experienced. And if we have experienced sorrow, it means we have the experience of happiness as well, different quality, different personality. And so Baba comes and now says, this is what you are experiencing. So I make you connect with your, you have that power within you, just like a candle. A candle has potential to bring the, to express the power of dispelling the darkness. According to its potential, time-wise, it will melt accordingly. But it must be ignited with another light. And so this is why it's connected. Its connection without yoga, without relationship. So you cannot actually bring that what pierced you before, what touched you. Experience. Experience can be of sorrow. Experience can be of happiness. What touched you and what these two things actually touch, when they are extreme, they touch. And we remember that from our childhood, so many things have happened. What it is that we remember? Either very beautiful moment of surprise, happiness, unexpected things, especially, or that moments of failure, realization, defeat, repentance comes from that, and you remember. And so this is what it is. In this cycle, then Baba, he does not come in the middle. He comes in the end, when both experiences are there in the soul. And so reminding, this is what you had experienced, and I have come to have teach you, connect with me. And as soon as you connect, then your light is lit, your qualities are there, and that experience will ignite again when you are using it. Okay, product is created, but then the food is there, fruit is there. I do not know the taste. Others say it's very sweet. But how do I know it is sweet? I have to eat it. And this is what it is. I have to practice it. It is not with blessings. And it is not with any external gift. It's the awareness within my own self. And that's why practice makes us perfect. It's our personal experience becomes authority. It becomes power. And then Baba says, experience is the greatest authority because that is truth. I have experience. You have experience. And then a time comes when indirect experience is there. Someone asked me, but we say Baba had come. Now Baba is not coming. How do people believe that what we are teaching, God's teachings are there? Because now Baba doesn't come. And we read Murli, we read, revise it, we say God had come. How will other people believe? I said, this is also very important to understand that when the seed itself is growing, it creates many fruits. And by eating from that fruit, you know the seed. How was the seed like? But Baba, as our father, as our teacher, as our Satguru, friend, all relationships, and one wish of true relationship is that they also are able to do the same what godly qualities are there. Now, how to recognize God? It is the function, it is the taste, it is the power of purity. Someone that which no one can do that, impossible to make it possible. Purity, people think it's a very difficult subject. Oh, living pure. And here, how it becomes so easy. So, when God, He wants to see His success, And his successes be fruits. And then his children becomes like an image. He says, you surrender yourself to me, and through your features and through your character, I will be visible. Visible through actions. Again, the same power. That's why meeting with the instruments of seniors, you have some very powerful experience through drishti, through some words. Because parents want that I am doing this business and now I am retired. So God is retired now, but He is still there. He is not functioning directly. He wants to do through His children. And when the task, purification, transformation is taking place, and He says that you are the instrument, so that's why He says, you become an example and sample of this. You continue the business, and I give you the power, and let them experience the qualities, knowledge, love, purity. So godly power reminds you that this fruit you are eating, you know the seed was there. And so God says, you are fruit. So you transform yourself, you transform to others, and fruit had a seed in it. So then the more and more we become aware not only, but in fact the best using it, what I am aware. That's why Baba says, it is not just with one subject, all these four subjects, the seed for four subjects is Simrati, Samrati, power, strength, potential. The more and more we use, it increases or it emerges. So Baba is reminding different ways that be the embodiment of remembrance. Time is telling me I should stop.